somoy sozecho agodo bikhvoy chemecho
More than 1,000 years ago, the cultural movement of monotheism and the so-called peoples of the book split into the three main faith groups that remain to this day: Jews, Christians, and most recently Muslims. Ever since, global history has been dominated, of course, by disputes among them to this day. A new crowd-funded project out of Berlin called House of One aims to promote religious tolerance by imagining and then building a modern space for all three groups to worship peacefully and learn from one another. A synagogue, a church, and a mosque designed and built under a single roof. Wilfried Kuhn is a German architect who won the contest to design the House of One. He spoke to us from Berlin, Germany.
I think what we accomplished is that we gave each of the three faiths a very particular space. At the same time, they are all equal in terms of where they are situated. They are all the same level. They are all around the same public space. There's no hierarchy. So there is an idea of equality and still a high degree of specificity and diversity. So to the outside, you don't think, oh, this is a typical synagogue, oh, this is a typical mosque, or this is a typical church, because all symbolisms like minarets and crosses and the like are missing. Whereas inside, in each of the three spaces, you actually have then the proper attributes and space being made for each of the religious performance.
Now, the Zoroastrians may argue with you that there are only three monotheistic religions, but I gather you've crossed that barrier already.
Well, of course. On the one hand, the three monotheistic religions are also not compact in themselves. There are the more orthodox and the more liberal ones in each of them. And so this is a Protestant Lutheran community here that is in Berlin, but there's a big openness to sharing with also other confessions, the more conservative and the more liberal ones. And there's, of course, our interest in actually making this whole project for the secular civil society that in Berlin is very developed. And as a matter of fact, the fourth space is so important because we very much believe in the idea that the whole building is a space for the secular people to encounter and to get in touch with faiths and the idea of what faith might mean even in a post-religious world.
So, Wilfried Kuhn, this is very interesting because you're essentially using architecture to answer a need of a community there in Berlin, not necessarily creating an architectural space that will produce a community or satisfy the needs of a very specific set of traditions.
That's right.
Wow, that is new.
Yeah, it is interesting because there is a community, but this community is actually already has the church, and there's a Jewish community that has their place, and there's a Muslim community that have their place. The point is that the three together form a new community that is involving all three of them, and they actually want to create a place that is not of one singular religious community, but that actually is open to the public. We participated in this competition exactly because we thought that instead of thinking about identity as something secluded and isolated, you could think about it as something that has to do with encounter, with relation. There is an exchange and a whole history of exchanges and transformations of cultures that if you look at it through over the thousands of years, is actually how one always influenced the other, what is so interesting, and how also one architecture influenced the next, and how one community and one religion and one faith influenced the next and the other, and so on.
Wilfried Kuhn is a German architect and co-founder of the firm Kuhn Malvezzi, who won the contest to design the House of One. He spoke to us from Berlin, Germany.